We are a country that is in development phase, and we value the investment of China to our country.
Rwandan Finance Minister John Rwangombwa praises the flow of Chinese investment into his country. Between 2005 and 2009, Rwanda-China trade increased fivefold. Chinese companies signed contracts worth over $12 billion in Rwanda in 2010. Rwanda is an example of the rapid growth of China-Africa trade, which is expected to rise to $220 billion this year. The CEO of Johannesburg-based marketing firm Brand South Africa, Miller Matola, outlines the reasons behind China's investments in Africa.
It has admittedly huge natural resources. And obviously, to fuel its growth, China does need those resources. Also, I believe that Africa is a very resilient and growing economy if you consider what's happening in the world, whether it's in the Eurozone. And there are those who believe that Africa has a role to play in assisting with the current global economic challenges.
Africa has approximately 40% of the world's chromite, 60% of the world's cobalt, and 20% of the world's gold. The opportunities in Africa have brought over 2,000 Chinese companies to do business on the continent. Some criticize this investment as neocolonialism by China. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton brought public attention to this during the summer.
The days of having outsiders come and extract the wealth of Africa for themselves, leaving nothing or very little behind, should be over in the 21st century.
The vice president of the China Institute of International Studies, Ruan Zongzi, argues Chinese investments in Africa are far more diverse than just natural resources.
The accusation, for example, say China is just focused on the mining or resources issues. But apart from those, China also very much focused on agriculture and also focused on personnel training and to provide expertise for those people in from Africa. And also China's enterprises, they are learned to play a bigger part in exercising their social responsibility.
And the CEO of the Nigerian Investment Promotion Commission, Mustafa Bello, emphasizes the importance of Chinese investment to Africa's business environment.
Diversification is first build the infrastructure of these countries that have deficiency in infrastructure, and then you can ride over it and bring in other investments like steel industrial sector, tourism, transportation, and so on and so forth. If you don't build the infrastructure, you have difficulty in doing good business.
Diversified interest in areas such as telecommunications and transportation has helped improve trade and business ties throughout Africa. Chinese telecoms firm Huawei operates in 25 countries across the continent and had revenues of $3.5 billion from Africa alone in 2011. Chinese firms are among the leaders providing infrastructure to Africa's 700 million mobile phone subscribers. However, there are concerns over the stability and transparency of the business environment in Africa. China Foreign Affairs University professor Mark Morrison highlights corruption as a threat to investors.
Corruption is a huge issue in Africa and many different countries, and I don't think China should overlook that. I think China should address that and should recognize that that's an issue and try to work with these countries to overcome those kinds of issues.
In this year's Transparency International Index on Global Corruption, 36 African countries scored 3 or less out of 10 and are termed very corrupt. Nigeria's Petroleum Revenue Special Task Force also found billions of dollars in royalties and oil revenues have disappeared over the past decade due to embezzlement and corruption. Chinese businesses looking to establish a physical presence in Africa are also anxious about the security of their workers. In November, 2 Chinese construction workers were shot dead by gunmen in northeastern Nigeria. Mustafa Bello argues the issues of worker security are being solved.
We have addressed that issue substantially. It used to be a case, yes, in the past, but recent, I'm sure, you would have found that this thing has gone down substantially. All I will advise is the Chinese workers in Nigeria to avoid going to those areas that have the potentials of having this kind of problem. In every country, you have this kind of areas that are no-go areas.
Despite security concerns, Bello sees the benefits provided by African governments, such as Nigeria, as a continued pull for investment from China.
What we have done as a country is to put a whole range of incentives that will attract investors. Number one is the population. There is the market. If you are looking for market, you find it in Nigeria. Number two, we can give you a corporate tax holiday of up to 5 years as an enterprise so that company from the beginning up to the first 5 years will not pay corporate tax.
With the World Bank predicting economic growth for Africa of 6% this year, the opportunities for Chinese companies on the continent should continue to grow as well.